Hello, I'm Noelle Boisney, and you're listening to 10 Minutes for the Planet on English Waves. Barely a day goes by without news bulletins reporting of yet further destruction of the world's oceanic ecosystems. It is vital that the human race is made aware of the burden modern-day living is wreaking on the flora and fauna who live in and around the sea. Images of turtles being choked by plastic six-pack rings and the contents of dead bird stomachs are hopefully making people change their habits in order to prevent greater pollution of the oceans. There are, however, ingenious ways in which some groups and organizations are taking the problem into their own hands to give the oceans back their health. Coral reefs make up a tiny percentage of the world's oceans, but play a hugely important role as an incubator for underwater ecosystems. More than 25% of marine species use coral reefs as a place to shelter or to find food. Changes to the climate, rising water temperatures, pollution, and acidification of the water have meant swathes of coral reefs have been killed off, threatening fish populations both in relation to oceanic ecosystems and the fishing industry. Marine scientists across the globe have been trying to find ways to reverse the damage, and a group in Florida noticed, by complete chance, that coral regenerates on its own far more quickly if it is broken up into small pieces. The Moat Marine Laboratory realized that some of these species grew back to their original size in just 3 weeks, 40 times faster than growing the original coral. The process, which is called microfragmenting, then involves growing the pieces of coral in controlled conditions in what are known as coral nurseries, where they are attached to especially constructed frames made from fiberglass or PVC until they reach a certain size after several months, when they are then taken away and attached to wild reefs. The scheme is showing such promise that the project is hoping to have replanted 100,000 corals back into the Florida Sea by the end of 2019. The global shipping industry is facing new challenges in the year to come to reduce levels of emissions from their vessels to comply with stricter rules introduced by the International Maritime Organization. Currently, if this industry were a country, it would come in sixth place in the world's worst emitter of greenhouse gases. The new law comes into effect as of January 2020. Meaning shipping companies are investigating alternative ideas for fuel to lower the levels of sulfur oxide expelled into the environment to 0.5%. High levels of sulfur result in acidification of seawater, and heavy fuel oil is known to contain high levels. A Norwegian company called Hurtigruten has already found a tried-and-tested alternative. It is converting their cruise liner's food waste, along with rotting fish, into liquefied biogas, or LBG, a product which is the greenest form of fuel for the shipping industry. The company is investing over 800,000 million euros in refitting six of its fleets with LBG engines, which will be supported by enormous battery packs to reach its goal to be completely emission-free. The fishing industry, which is a huge business in Northern Europe, helps provide a continual supply of organic waste which can then be used to make the LBG. A win-win situation in an industry needing to use what is already given by nature to create alternative fuels to power its ships without the need of fossil fuels. Of the 5 trillion pieces of plastic and other debris floating in the ocean today are a staggering number of flip-flops. Some 3 billion people worldwide wear these rubbery garments, and millions are lost or dumped into the sea. Thanks to currents in the Indian Ocean, many are washed up onto the beaches on the Kenyan coast. They are made from various plastic-based products, including ethylene vinyl acetate, none of which are biodegradable, but do photodegrade, breaking the flip-flops up into small pieces which are then easily consumed by sea life. A local initiative, Ocean Soul, decided to take action by employing around 150 local people to collect some 700,000 flip-flops from Kenya's beaches each year, which are then used to make sculptures and other items. The concept has meant that 1,000 tons of flip-flops have been cleared from beaches and 10% of the revenue made through sales of the upcycled items is donated back into other marine conservation.